With that in mind, remind yourself that how things affect you is determined by your mind's interpretation of them, not the external things themselves. Whatever happens, you can choose how to interpret it. So choose not to feel harmed, and you haven't been. If it rains, you can choose to feel angry at the weather and pained by the sensation of the water on your clothes and body, or you can choose to feel grateful at being alive and being able to feel such sensations. How easy it is to repel and wipe away every impression which is troublesome or unsuitable, and immediately be in all tranquility. So work on gaining control of your mind to frame things positively. Ultimately, you are what you continually think, so take care which thoughts you allow to exist in your own head. Your mind will take the shape of what you frequently hold in thought, for the human spirit is coloured by such impressions. On that point, your mind should sit superior to your body and its sensations. You have a body and a mind. Your mind, your rational faculty, is the advantage you have over other animals. To follow nature means to recognize this and to make use of what nature has given you. Deep down, you already know the things you should be doing and yet are not doing them. That's because you do not have control over your mind. Whenever you determine to do something and don't do it, it's because your body has given you some reason not to. Do not allow pain, drowsiness, fever, loss of appetite to alter your behavior. When you're bothered by things like that, remind yourself, "I'm giving in to pain." When you give in to these sensations, you make your mind the slave of the body, which leads to unhappiness. Endless suffering, all from not allowing the mind to do its job. Gain control of your mind. It's only by gaining control that you can begin to act virtuously, and it's only by acting virtuously that true happiness, eudaimonia, will be reached. Once you start to follow reason, the difference will be night and day. Within 10 days, you will appear a god.